Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. We haven't chatted in a while. Hope everyone had a safe and fantastic Memorial Day weekend. I certainly did. Pressure washed. I borrowed my buddy's pressure washer, and I pressure washed the entire, anything that was stone or concrete or the deck in my house. It was like a 9.5 hour Sunday of pressure washing. It was great. I listened to NFL podcasts, and then when I ran out of them, I listened to tunes. Nobody bugged me. I was just covered in mud, and everything looks great. And the kids are like, wow, I didn't realize how good these things could look. You know, so that's not that exciting, but we did a lot around the house. Burgers and dogs with my parents yesterday. You know, pretty basic Memorial Day fun. And the Pens won game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. Gotta love that. Even though they didn't play very, I thought they were outplayed, but they won. Today, we're going to keep the series going of top 10s around respective positions. And today's wide receiver is hard. I mean, the top 4 or 5 I thought were pretty easy. But these are the names I left off the list. And I really had a tough time with who should be number 10. But here, in no order whatsoever, all I did was I went around the league and I wrote down any name that could possibly be in the conversation. And these are the guys that didn't make it. Michael Thomas, my buddy Larry Fitzgerald, Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, Emmanuel Sanders, Allen Robinson, Stephon Diggs, DeAndre Hopkins, Martavis Bryant, Sammy Watkins, and he would have been in the top 10. I just couldn't do it. Jarvis Landry. Speaking of which, I am writing an article for the best slot receivers in the league. That should be out soon. Landry's on that list. I urge you to check that out. I still put Brandon Marshall in the consideration. Didn't make it. Brandon Cooks. I think he's going to have a big year. Julian Edelman, speaking of slot receivers. Doug Baldwin. All those guys didn't make my top 10, but there's strong cases for all of them. I'm sure there's some of you out there going, DeAndre Hopkins didn't make your top 10. Amari Cooper? I mean, come on, man. And again, I went back and forth on who should be number 10. At one point, I had Baldwin. At one point, I had Watkins. Couldn't do it because of the injuries, like I said. One point, I had Hopkins. One point, I had Amari. And I went with Demaryius Thomas. And maybe this is a little bit of recency biased, but I just heard the other day that he, and you hear this all the time. I'm not falling for the trick. This isn't my first rodeo. He's the healthiest he's been in years. And we always hear that this time of year. And like I've told you, everything's roses this time of year. But he has been fighting injury throughout the last 2 or 3 seasons and hasn't quite been himself and has been highly effective. And I just kind of thought maybe this one's true. And I actually heard it from pretty reputable sources. So that if he is in better physical condition, healthier than he's been the last couple years, he deserves to be on the list. I mean, he's an immense talent. He's really good after the catch. He's big. He's physical. He's strong. Hasn't had the best receivers throwing to, or the best quarterbacks throwing to him, obviously. But he's certainly a force. And I guess I ask this question to you guys. You know, I mean, we remember what he was coming out of Georgia Tech. He was really raw, only ran a couple routes, very odd offense he came out of. And then he developed very quickly, and all you fantasy people ate him up, and first-round pick, and, you know. Is his career disappointing? You know, I think a lot of us 3 years ago looked at him and said, man, this guy could be the best receiver in the league. And he isn't, and he never really has been, but he hasn't been bad. I mean, right now, I mean, he's my 10th best receiver. So I'm just curious, is Demaryius Thomas, has he been lightly disappointing up to this stage of his career? I don't know. A little sip of water there from my Yeti. At number 9, Jordy Nelson. came back strong, especially in the second half of the season, with Rodgers doing unbelievable things. He gets stereotyped as he's reliable. He moves the chains. And I think he's lost a little bit of the big play threat, and maybe we'll see it back this year. He is up in age. He's, you know, coming off that injury. But this dude gets downfield. I mean, he does everything. He blocks. He is reliable. He catches everything. He runs a diverse route tree. Gets downfield. I mean, what's not to like about Jordy Nelson? I mean, I think he's been a heck of a player. At number eight is a dude switching teams, and some of you may have a beef with this, and I could understand it, is Alshon Jeffrey. Because it kind of goes back to, well, if you don't have Sammy Watkins on the list, Matt, how do you have Alshon Jeffrey on the list? And that's valid. And honestly, if those two are on the field, I probably prefer Sammy. But he just seems like he's always hurt. And Jeffrey's hurt a lot as opposed to always hurt. You know what I mean? Like, go up and get a guy. I think he's going to have a gigantic season with Wentz. Exactly what they need. I still don't quite understand why the Bears would let him walk. I know he wanted a lot of money. I knew he was a little bit disruptive. But, I mean, wouldn't you rather have him than the combination of Wheaton, Wright, Cruz, all those jokers they put money into? I mean, just think of that Bears offense and Trubisky with Alshon and White and Meredith as your top three. Good line, Jordan, breaking in Shaheen. I don't know. I mean, I get that maybe he rubs people wrong, whatever. But, man, I think Alshon Jeffrey just produces when he's on the field.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network.
Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.
All right, this one might surprise you a little bit. At number seven, T.Y. Hilton. I thought he was unbelievable last year. And I thought, we had the Luck conversation a couple podcasts ago. Luck was my fourth-ranked quarterback. And I thought Luck and Hilton were way better than any other Colt and didn't get the credit they deserve for keeping that offense competitive without much around them. Really, really strong. I mean, really strong season by Hilton. Not just a take-the-top-off guy either. He's clearly Luck's top target. You know, Moncrief was out a lot. Gets all the attention from the opposing defenses. It didn't matter. I still don't think people give his greatness enough, you know, publicity at this point. I mean, and honestly, maybe he deserves to be ahead of our number six guy here, Dez Bryant. And kind of in the Demaryius mold, the last couple of years for Dez are a little disappointing. You know, I mean, because the ability just jumps off the chart. I mean, my sister could look at him and say, man, who's that? He's really good. And he is really good. And he's had some quarterback issues, you know, kind of. I mean, not worse than some of these other dudes. I mean, he had some injuries. He doesn't create a lot of big plays. He gets a lot of attention from opposing defenses, too. I like him a lot. I mean, a lot. This isn't a, I mean, I don't need to tell you what Dez Bryant does well. I mean, he's big. He's nasty. I love his demeanor on the field. You know, he has some Michael Irvin to him, and sometimes that rubs people the wrong way, but I think it's all competitiveness, even though there might be some immaturity there. But he's so good, you know, going up and getting the football and being big. But should he be a little bit better? You know, should he be clearly in the conversation with the top four or five as opposed to, yeah, maybe T.Y. Hilton's better than Dez Bryant? I mean, it's interesting to me. Like, I think the top four are easy. My fifth one is Mike Evans, who I'm very confident that is better than all the other names I've listed so far and has really come into his own. We'll talk about him a little bit more in a minute. But from Dez, T.Y., Alshon, Jordy, Demaryius, Sammy, DeAndre, A-Rob, Cooper, you know, all those guys I mentioned before, they're kind of jumbled up, and I think a lot of evaluators or a lot of you would put them in a different order. But it would shock me if any of you feel you know, really, really strong of who the sixth best receiver in the NFL is right now. I picked Dez. I tend to lean towards the bigger guys, you know, when in doubt at this position. And there isn't a bigger guy really than Mike Evans. I mean, Mike Evans is a stud. And I thought he had a phenomenal season. Jameis's go-to guy, a lot of targets, downfield threat, but can do more than that. Came into the league very, very young and should still continue to get better. I'm really interested, you know, is his target numbers going to go down a little bit, but maybe his efficiency per target goes up with all these other mouths to feed in Tampa? Is he going to see more single coverage? I would think so. That's frightening. I mean, this guy's going to score a million touchdowns in his career. Go check how young he is. I mean, he came in the league remarkably young. He's a great player. Clearly to me, though, I mean, to me, he's clearly the five. Clearly the four to me, and maybe he's even closer to the top three than he is to Mike Evans. He is, actually, is A.J. Green. I mean, A.J. Green's a superstar. I mean, some of these players are, what do you say bad about A.J. Green? Is he a Hall of Famer? Probably. Do it for five more years. I mean, he's been one of the elite players at his position basically since day one. Gets a ton of attention, especially lately when they haven't had as much, you know, receiving options out there. He's another guy, kind of like talking about Evans, though. I mean, with all the new faces and all the skill players in Cincy, will his targets go down, but his efficiency per target go up? Will he see more single coverage? I would think the answer is probably yes to all those. You know, having a guy like Ross out there can only do good things for Green. You know, they're going to fear that speed of the new guy. But, man, I mean, A.J. Green is a utter superstar. I mean, maybe he's not quite as physical as a Dez or, you know, an Alshon or some of these guys, but his size is certainly a plus. He can run the full route tree extremely well. Dude's a stud. Dude is a stud.
Finding the love of your life, the ultimate reconnaissance mission. But you did it, and you want to protect the life you've built together through thick and thin. Be their protector for life with life insurance from USAA.
Call 1-800-531-LIFE for a quote.
All right, the top three, I don't think any of you are going to be surprised. Much like running backs, everyone knew the top three was going to be Bell, Zeke, and Johnson in some, you know, manner, some order. You know, my top three, A.B., Beckham, and Jones are clearly the three guys, Julio. I went in this order, though. I went with Julio 1. That probably surprises you. I know I'm a Pittsburgh guy. I'm a homer, yada, yada. You probably thought I'd take A.B. 1. And he's remarkable, but he was number 2 for me, and Beckham was number 3. Again, when in doubt, I go for the bigger dude. You know, I just think, I mean, one thing I thought about with these wide receiver ranks was, and I think about this with all time a lot, you know, was if I'm a really good corner, I'm a Pro Bowl corner, and I'm playing man coverage alone on an island, who would I rather go up against? You know, and this often goes back to my Calvin Johnson conversation in terms of where he belongs on all time. Like, all respect to Torrey Holt, Marvin Harrison, I'd rather play man coverage against those two than Calvin Johnson all day. You know what I mean? Like, oh, shit. You know, I got to line up against that dude. And even if he's covered, he's still going to catch balls on me. And I'm probably not going to be able to cover him. And Julio's the most like that to me in the league of, man, this is going to be a long day. He plays through this, you know, chronic foot issues. I hope they don't, you know, limit his career. And all three of these guys, I think, are Hall of Fame type caliber players, you know, along with a Green or, you know. But that's a good question. You know, how many of these guys on the list are Hall of Fame type guys? You know, we obviously didn't mention, you know, a guy like Larry Fitzgerald. He's going, you know, but I'm just talking about who's going to the Hall. That might be a good podcast some days. Think of all the, you know, do two podcasts. One of all the active offensive players in the league that I think are going to the Hall of Fame, and one of all the active defensive players in the league that I think are going to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, that might be something to do for July. But anyway. There's no negatives on Julio, Antonio, or Odell. I mean, these guys are unbelievable. I just took the bigger dude. I just think he'd be a little bit tougher cover. But, man, I mean, the way that Antonio Brown comes out of breaks and the body control of Beckham and the pure speed and the route running of all three of them. And, you know, yeah, Julio is more physical and he's bigger, but by no means the Brown or Beckham not make contested catches. And they get separation unbelievably well. And, like I said, the body control and the highlight reel catches and... I mean, I feel like I'm selling this analysis a little bit short, but what is there to say? I mean, it's kind of the same with AJ Green. It's like these guys are phenomenal football players with minimal in the way of negatives. You know, it's just kind of what flavor of ice cream do you prefer a little bit? Okay, you like black cherry more than chocolate. I can understand that. They're both delicious. I'll go Julio, AB, Odell, AJ Green, Mike Evans, Dez Bryant, T.Y. Hilton, Alshon Jeffrey, Jordy Nelson, Demaryius Thomas. And it just kind of dawned on me, too, like, of those 10, there isn't the young whippersnapper that, boy, he could be, he could end up being one next year. I mean, maybe Evans, but as much as I like Evans, is Evans going to be better than Julio Jones if we have this conversation 1 year from now? Probably not. I mean, better than A.J. Green? Probably not. I'm not sure that he'll ever get to that elite tier, but he's great. I mean, I think he's only getting better. Where I wonder if Jordy's on the decline. You know, is Demaryius, is Dez, you know, have they ever quite got to their peaks? Interesting. Interesting. But there's a lot of really good names off this list, obviously, too. So there you have it. All right, over and out. We will talk tomorrow about the best tight ends in the league.
Support for this podcast comes from NetSuite. NetSuite lets you see what's going on with your business in real time, from accounting to order management and much more. You've outgrown your business management software. Let NetSuite help. Go to netsuite.com/podcast to get your free guide and find out why NetSuite is a leading business management solution for growing companies. Get up and running fast with NetSuite.